We must change the way we walk, change the way we talk. You know, we find it real easy, well, maybe we don't find it real easy, but if we are a little bit on the heavier side and we don't want to be anymore, then we know we have to change our lifestyle. We have to change what we eat. We have to change how we do things, and it's not easy. But when was the last time you checked yourself and said, okay, Lord, I need to change the way I walk? I need to change the way I talk, because are you pleased with what I'm doing? Am I pleased with what I'm doing? Amen. Thank you, Youth Choir. Wonderful song. Thank you for the opportunity, Brother Blue. Not here, but thank you. I know you're probably watching. I'm nervous, I ain't gonna lie. It's just you guys, right? It's just you guys. You know me, I know you, I'm not new, I'm not going to dazzle you with big words and a lot of fancy talk, all right? I was telling Brother Cruz before church, you know, I just pray, Lord, let it come out the same way it goes in. And as much as I want to be that fiery, really, you know, yelling, because that's how when I'm studying, I'm like, man, that'd be a really good point to get excited on. I'm like, well, that's just not me, so it is what it is. Amen. I'm going to do something a little different tonight than I believe I've ever done before. We're going to go to the New Testament. I was looking back, and I honestly, Brother Aaron, I don't remember the last time I took a text from the New Testament. I don't know if it's because I like the Old Testament or if that's where I'm reading, but the Lord laid this on my heart Sunday. We were in Sunday school, and Brother Philip was doing a wonderful job teaching, and we were talking. And the Lord laid, as he was teaching, I was reading the word. They were reading and I was reading, and I went over a couple of chapters, and I told him afterwards, man, I was hoping you would get to this verse. But it's been on my heart, and it's been burning in my heart ever since then. And so if you have your Bibles, if you would, turn to 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. We're just going to read 3 verses tonight. We're going to start in verse number 5, 1 Peter 1. 5 through 7. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. The Bible says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in their last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 6 says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Just for a few minutes tonight, I want to speak on if need be. If need be. Amen. Let's bow our heads tonight, ask the Lord to help us. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, to be able to stand behind the sacred desk. Lord, I ask God that you would allow the thoughts that you've brought into my heart and into my mind to come out the way that you want them. Lord, open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive from your word tonight, and we'll never fail to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that you deserve. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Here we are, November. What is today's date? Oh, man. 6, thanks. I only write it like 100 times a day, but I still forget it by the end of the day, right? And if you want to know the truth, we've already skipped past Thanksgiving, and we are already preparing for Christmas, right? So sad. If you had to pick, what's your favorite season? Fall? Okay, football. That's not a season. Well, it is a season, but fall. That's my favorite time of year. If you had to pick a favorite holiday, what are you going to pick? I mean, we could go through all 13 national holidays, and I'm not sure nobody's going to pick President's Day or Martin Luther King Day, or maybe that's not. All my kids are like, Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Everybody loves Christmas. Everybody loves Christmas, Aaron, because they're getting something for Christmas, right? That's what I think we should stop Christmas gifts. What do you think? Just like, hey, we're just going to do like one big, you know. No. Christmas. And they asked me, they're like, what's your favorite holiday? And I was like, Thanksgiving. Hands down, Thanksgiving. They're like, why? I was like, because you get to eat, and you get to eat, and you get to eat. And whatever you had for lunch, you're going to have for dinner. It's okay with me, right? That's the one day a year where leftovers are perfectly okay. But it's, we've already transitioned, even though we're just in the very beginning of November, we've already started transitioning to Christmas. And I understand that, you know, there are some who don't listen to Christmas music until a certain day. And guess what? I'm okay with that. I'm 100%. The older I get, the more I want to be like, I kind of want to wait till we get to that day too, because I don't want to be burnt out on Jingle Bells and O Little Town of Bethlehem by November the 12th, okay? But at my house, it's already started. We were in the car yesterday driving, and Ethan goes, hey, do you know 93.3 is playing Christmas music? So because I had to prove the theory, I went ahead and flipped it to 93.3. And as much as I didn't want to turn it, I didn't. I kept it there, and I'm like, oh, I really skipped it altogether. But we live in periods of seasons. Everything we do is in seasons. From the very beginning of our life, it's a season. Our entire lives are spent in seasons. We have, we go from childbirth to becoming a toddler. And from a toddler, you work into those annoying years. And then you become a tween. And from a tween, you become a teenager where they think they know everything. And we've all been there, okay? We're not picking on our kids. I'm just making statements, all right? You become a teenager. From a teenager, you get to becoming a young adult. You know, I remember when I went off to Bible school, I was 17. I hadn't even turned 18 yet. And I went off to Bible school by myself. And my parents dropped me off. And here I am. I'm like, I'm big stuff because I'm all by myself. And they left. And I walked in my room and I cried for an hour. Because I was all by myself, right? I wasn't quite ready for that next chapter of adulthood, that season. And then from there, I spent, you know, the next several years in Bible school and came home. And it was 7 years later that I moved into the next season of my life when I got married, all right? And that's a wonderful season. And it was almost 3 years from that moment that we moved into the next season of starting to have children. And then we proceeded to have four. And I would have been good if that season was over at two. But, you know, I still love my kids who are here that are three and four. I'm not saying I don't, right? And it's like we move into seasons. And now we are getting ready to move into another season. The Hoffmans are. In just a month and... oh my goodness, a month and 16 days, my oldest one is able to go and take his temp test and get his temps and start driving. And, you know, Brother Philip, at first I might have been a little bit scared of that, but I'm like, you know what? It's the next season of life. I mean, I remember when it was my turn. I got my temps, and then midway through getting my temps, I lost my temps in the house. Couldn't find my wallet for 6 months, so I didn't drive for 6 months. And then I got my license, and like the very first service, Brian, I was leaving the house to come to church with my license, and I got T-boned in front of my house. Like, wow. So those are all the things that are going in my mind as we are now beginning to join that season. So if you guys don't mind, pray for us, because, you know, that is a very stressful time. I remember when my sister started driving, and then that was just, whew. But... I'm sure I was just as bad, you know what I mean? But it's seasons. Seasons go. And then after you have kids, and then you move from that season to grandparenthood. And I am not ready for that season. Okay, I am enjoying the season I am in now. Sister Cruz says it's the best season. And then after that season, you're just old. Okay? And then after that season, you die. So, I mean, like, it's just a continual, right? So it's a moving forward. We're all in a season. But seasons change. I mean, our seasons that we live in change. We have winter, spring, summer, fall. And if you look at it, they each are only 3 months long. I like when the seasons change. I love when we stop being 106 degrees outside and we start moving into upper 70s and get up in the morning and it's like 45 and I still don't wear a jacket. And it's like, oh man, that feels real. That's my favorite. I like winter. I like snow. I don't like ice. I like snow. I like spring because the flowers begin to bloom. And I don't like the rain that comes with spring, but we need it. And the older I get, I find myself the more going, it rains. And people are like, I can't believe it's raining. And I'm like, hey, we need it. I've turned into my dad. Oh, we need that rain. We need that rain. You know, it could have rained 3 weeks in a row, but we need that rain, right? It's seasons. We have all of these. Here at our church, we've went through different seasons just since May 5th. We've had a season of disbelief, a season of fear, a season of uncertainty, a season of transition where we didn't have a pastor. And then we now are in the season of the Blues as an interim, and we are forever grateful for the Blues. And I told Brother Blue the other day, I have thoroughly enjoyed getting to know the more serious side of Brother Blue, and not just the Camp Dove Sunday night Brother Blue. And it's been great. And my wife said it best, they have been our balm in Gilead. And I'm so thankful for the season we're in now. And you know, and while we first started that transition in that season to the interim, then we went into a season of trying people out and a season of voting and having a pastor elect and Brother Kenneth. And then now we're getting ready to go back into another season where Brother Kenneth will be here in just a few short weeks. And we have to, yes, we know Kenneth and we love him. Excuse me, Brother Kenneth, we love him greatly. But we have to learn how he is a leader, is as a leader. And the things that how he runs things, it's not always going to be the same. So there's still more seasons ahead. And even after he's been here for quite some time, there will still be seasons that we go through and we go through and we go through. God told the children of Israel that when he gave them the feast, that there were going to be certain feasts were specifically tied to certain seasons. You couldn't have Passover during Pentecost. They had their own times. It was different seasons for them. They wandered in the wilderness, and their wandering in the wilderness was a season. If you go to Joshua 24:7, it says, "And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and ye dwelt in the wilderness a long season." Seasons don't last forever. As I said, our seasons we live in are only 3 months. If you think about it, that's 90 days. That's not a long time of winter. Yet in Ohio, it seems like winter goes for 6 months. But technically we change seasons every 90 to 100 days. It's not that long. But when we're in a season, sometimes it feels like it's forever. And sometimes it feels like we're never going to get to the end of the season. And we ask a lot of questions. And there's three things about seasons that I want to look at tonight. And the first one being is the what. The what. You're in a season. What is a season? It's any period of time, suitable, proper, fitting, or right time. Or it could be a trial. We were talking about trials in Sunday school and temptations, and trials can be seasons. They do last sometimes for a while, and storms can be a season, and everything we go through can be a season. Battling cancer can be a season, and going through death and things like that can be a season. And you are in a season. Our entire lives, like I said, we've been moving from one season to the next, and it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. I'm 43 years old, and I've seen a lot of seasons. I've seen a lot of summer days go by. I've seen a lot of winter days go by. I've seen a lot of seasons in my own life go by where I was down or I wasn't where I should have been, Brother Rolls, and that was a season that I brought upon myself. Some seasons we have are our self-made seasons, and some are something we have to go through. The second point is the when. Seasons in life can start instantly, or they can take time to get into. Verse number 6, it says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." I looked up that phrase, if need be, and it literally means if it is necessary. So you ask the question, how long is this season going to last? Is it going to last a week? If need be. Is it going to last 6 months? If need be. Is it going to last 2 years? If need be. Because there's something that you in that season have to learn to do, or it's something teaching you, or a moment, or why. You know, why did we deal with cancer for 4 years or 2 years? Because that season. So that now we can stand in front of people when we see them and they say, how's it going? It's going great. The season was dark and the season was long. And, you know, we don't like this season where we roll the clocks back because it's dark when you go to work and it's dark when you come home from work. And you promise you feel like you're living in Alaska because there's no sunlight. At least you don't see it, right? And we don't like that. But we don't like the seasons we're always in either. We don't like those seasons of troubles and trials and tribulations. We want everything to be super good and smooth all the time because that's just how we like it. But that's not where we're at. And so how long does this last? When is this season going to be over? For as long as necessary. And as I was reading through the scripture and the Lord began to place that on my heart, Lord, like, why do we have to go through seasons? Is there something I need to learn? If necessary. That's what he kept saying, if necessary. Is this going to be long? If necessary. If need be. Your trial might be a season, just as we go from winter to spring to summer to fall back to winter to continue the cycle. Your season will change. Seasons don't last forever, and we all need them. You're like, well, why do we need seasons? Why do we have to have them? Well, we're going to get to that in just a second. We're serving the God of seasons. He created the earth seasons. He knows when they're going to change, and he knows you. And if need be, it might be a full season. It might be a shortened season, but you can rest assured that he knows the length of your season. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season, and to every purpose under, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. If there was one thing through all of this I wish we'd get a hold of, it's the creator of the season is the changer of the season. And the changer of the season is the carrier through of the season. Verse 5, it says, who are kept by the power of God. The creator of the season you're in is the changer of the season you're going through. And if he can change the season you're in, he's strong enough to carry you through the season you're in. He is in control. And I get to my last point, the why. Why are we in seasons? Why do we go through these things? Why do we have trials? Why do we have this? Verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Why do we have seasons? Why do we go from spring to winter to summer to fall? Why do we do that? Because they affect the growth of plants and animals. That's what our seasons do. They're also used for the distribution of energy across the earth. They have a purpose. I know we say if it's a hard winter, then, you know, we're not going to have a lot of bugs, but I don't care how hard the winter is. I think we're always going to have a lot of bugs. And you know, and summer may last forever, and you have Indian summers, and you have, you know, fall time, and as somebody said, you have football. And so maybe we have five seasons. I don't know. But what they have a purpose. They affect growth. We planted some tomato plants this year, and it was our first time trying that, and it might be our last time trying that, but we tried it anyway and did not get the results that I wanted. We got some tomatoes, but not enough to really do anything with, and as the summer went along, we watered. We made sure we were religious to take the hose out there, and we watered as much as we could and keep things going, and towards the end of summer, those plants looked like we never watered them once. It was bad, but seasons affect things. They affect our growth. They affect how we grow. They affect our energy level. As I said, we don't like turning the clocks back because it's dark all the time, and I don't like being tired at 5:30 at night because there's no sunlight outside. We were at Walmart on Monday, and it was just me and Ariana, and she said, what time is it? I said, 6:05. She said, wow, it feels like 8:30. And it did. And I got home, and Brother Aaron, I was in bed by 8:30. So, I mean, I don't like these times. I don't like going through hard times. I don't like seasons of change. I don't like change. But as I said, The creator of the season is also the one who knows the change. He's the creator of the change. Our seasons also affect our growth. I mean, are we getting in the word during the season? Are we relying on ourselves? My answers to the current seasons aren't God's answers to the season I'm in. We tend to have a figure out a plan that we can get ourselves out of the season we're in, and a lot of times we can't. He created them. He created us, and he knows what we need. Just as the gold has to be tried with fire, we have to be tried with seasons. And how long will it last? As long as necessary. I was reading through several different devotions and a couple this week, and just a couple of things I jotted down. We must rejoice in our various trials, because remaining faithful to Christ in the midst of them will purify our faith and result in praise, glory, and honor both to us and to the Lord Jesus Christ at his appearing. The Lord considers our perseverance through trial and our faith in Christ precious and invaluable to him throughout eternity. I thought it was rather interesting that the trials of our faith are also compared to gold, one of the most precious commodities. And yet our trials are compared to that. We come through. We may not see it now, like, hey, I don't feel like I came through that trial very well, but we don't know until we get to heaven. And did we bring glory and honor to him through that season? Did maybe our season so that somebody else can learn? Something I read this morning, and it said, walk with God. When you do so during this chapter in your life, you will see the reason for your season. You will know that this is the place you are meant to be. It says your life will never be a Hallmark movie. This was in my devotions this morning. But God can do something great in the midst of your season. Instead of always wanting another chapter in your life, why don't we just want Jesus right where we are? And I'm going to conclude with this story I read because it showed that the season of life that they were in. In 1913, Ford created the Model T, and it was rolling off the assembly lines. And boy, I would give anything to have a Model T that was fully restored. Man, they look good. We were the other day, a couple months ago, there must have been a Model T parade through Franklin, because there was probably 50 going down the main road. And I just stopped like, wow, look at the detail on those. They looked really good. But in 1913, the Model T was rolling off the assembly lines. But just as they were trying to produce more vehicles in America, they had already had 4,000 deaths due to automobile accidents. So an engineer by the name of James Hogue had a solution. Using an idea from the lights at the railroads, he decided to make the first electric traffic light for cars, using the words move and stop to control traffic. I'm pretty sure we still use the words move. And we're sitting at a light, it's green, move. Or we hear it from the passengers in the vehicle with us. Other inventors would later use red, green, and yellow lights instead of lighted words. The traffic lights helped people on the crossroads. And then it said, maybe you need a red light at this moment in your life. Maybe you need a red light at this season in your life. You may be going on a wrong path, or you might need a yellow light during this season. You need caution and to be careful. You might need a green light in this stage so that you can put the car in gear and take off to allow God to do something. You are in a season. I am in a season. We are in a season. But I couldn't get away from the fact that the creator of the season also created us. And he knows everything before we ask it, he knows. And I want to make sure that no matter what season that I am in my life, that at the end it brings glory and honor to him. How I handle it, how I get through it. because seasons change. And that's what I want to leave with you tonight. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're dealing with or what you're going through. And this might be the roughest season you've ever been in. But I promise you, seasons will change. They don't last forever. It's a good thing because, you know, if we all had our favorite season and we got to pick that forever, somebody else on the other side of the world doesn't get the same season we get. If it was all summer all the time, it'd be hot. Just, you wouldn't have to worry about opening the windows because we'd be running air conditioning every single day. Or if it was winter all the time, nobody, I mean, I'm probably the only one that really likes snow, I think. It's pretty to look at. It's not fun to be in, right? That's what everybody says. You don't want to drive in it. But if that was the only season you had, if you never knew that there was any other seasons, would you be grateful for the season you were in? Would you be thankful for where you're at right now? But because you know that seasons will change, how much more grateful should we be for the moment we're in, the season we're in? Lord, this is rough. Lord, things aren't going the way I want it to. He says, hold on, because in just a little while, the season will change. But how long, Lord? Well, if need be. If need be. If we could, music come tonight. And if we all, let's just stand to our feet. And we're going to take some time and we're going to ask the Lord to help us in the seasons that we are in our own lives and are experiencing in our own lives. And just remember that Christ, who created the seasons, created us, and he also changes them. Amen. And this won't last forever. All right? Amen. Let's all come and find us a place to pray tonight and ask the Lord just to help us.
you didn't see me through, God, so I worship you. There's never been a day, there's never been a minute, never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God, so I worship you. There's never been a day, there's never been a minute, there's never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God, so I worship you. There's never been a day, there's never been a minute, there's never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God, so I worship you. There's never been a day, there's never been a minute, there's never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God, so I worship you, oh Jesus. I was tossed in the water, but I never went under. You were always on time, Jesus. When I went through the fire, you were right there beside me. You were always on time, Jesus. I was tossed in the water, but I never went under. You were always on time, Jesus. When I went through the fire, you were right there beside me. You were always on time, and you were always, always, always on time. You were always, always, always on time. There's never been a day, never been a minute, there's never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God, so I worship you. There's never been a day, there's never been a minute, there's never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God, so I worship you. There's never been a day, never been a minute, never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God, so I worship you, oh Jesus. I was tossed in the water, but I never went under. You were always on time, Jesus. Right there beside me, you were always on time. You were always, always, always on time. You were always, always, always on time. And you were always, always, always on time. Always, always, always on time.